Hello.
Hi, my name is Seth McElroy, and I'm calling from Pest Control. Is James in?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, James, how are you today?
Not bad. What can I do for you?
Well, I wanted to call you because of a situation that we're dealing with here. As you know, we were at your house about 2 weeks ago dealing with a rat issue.
Yeah, we got rid of them. We went well. Thank
you. Were you happy with your service?
Yeah, no complaints. I liked it. Thank you.
No problem. We are having an issue here, though. The rat that we caught from your place...
Right.
He's very sad.
What do you mean?
Well, we've had him here in the office ever since we took him from your place. And every day he's in his cage, he's kind of just moping around. Yeah, I know that's probably hard to hear.
I don't understand. You kept the rat?
Yeah, we did. We named him Scraps. And all of us here really want the best for him. And we think that actually the problem is he misses your home.
Okay, wait a minute. You're telling me the rat you caught is sad and you want to bring him back to my house?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. One of my guys, Harold, is his name. He's going to come and bring Scraps back to you.
And, No, you can't do that. That's why I paid you to get rid of him. I can't have a rat in my house.
I know, but did you hear what I said? He's really sad.
I don't care what he is. I don't want the rat back in my house. That's the whole point of me having you come up to the house is that I pay you and you take care of the rat.
Yeah.
I don't have. You don't give. You're supposed to keep the rat.
Listen, if you refuse to take Scraps back, I'll just drive him over to your house myself and let him loose in your backyard. At least that'll make him happy.
If I see anybody in my backyard, I swear I will go to that office and smack the shit out of you if you bring this rat back to my house.
We'll gladly refund your money if we can just bring Scraps back to your house. Scraps is just homesick.
Well, it's not his house. It's my house, and I don't want him in it.
You know, it was both of you were kind of like roommates. Really.
No. I paid a mortgage. This rat doesn't do a thing. You keep the rat.
Well, look at it from Scraps' perspective, okay? He was all happy living in your house, eating off of the food that you had left over and things like that. And now he's in a cage in a pest control office. That's not fun.
What's wrong with you anyway? I pay you to do a job to kill this rat, and then you take the rat home, and now you want to bring the rat back here? That makes no sense.
Well,
what's wrong with you?
I think it makes perfect sense if you're an animal lover and have any kind of heart at all. You sound just callous.
Okay, number one, rats are not animals. I have a dog. The dog's an animal. A rat is a rat.
I am sorry, sir. A rat is an animal just like everybody else.
No. It's a rat. If they spread disease and filth, the Black Plague was rats, and you want to bring them back to my house? Kill it!
Oh, you're going to hold that against Scraps? Okay, that's ancient history. Nobody's died from the Black Plague in at least 10 years?
It's not even supposed to be in anybody's house. It's not a pet. It's not a gerbil. It's not a hamster. It's a rat!
It has feelings. It's an animal, and it has feelings.
If you bring this rat back to my house, I'm going to kill him in front of you and break your head.
Listen, Scraps has a tender heart. You know, I even kissed him on the lips when he got in here, and you could see him smile. So I think you need to be a little bit more respectful.
Wait. You kissed the rat on the mouth?
Yeah, I did.
Disgusting. Who does...
Well, why wouldn't you? He's a beautiful creature.
He's a disease-carrying vermin, and you're disgusting for even... doing that. Nobody should be doing that.
I'll have you know, I'll have you know, I've cuddled with that rat every night since he's been here, and he has just been the sweetest little animal.
You've cuddled with the rat? Who cuddles with the rat? Oh my God, are you having a relationship with a rodent?
Well, no, I'm not. I tried. I actually asked for his little rat hand in marriage, and he turned me down because he said he wanted to be home.
What is this?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. It's a joke. Your brother Gary set you up.
No way he did.
Yeah, he did. He told us about your rat problem and wanted to play a prank on you. Did you actually think that the company that took the rat from your place wanted to put it back because it was sad?
I don't know. Why is the pest control and they bring the rat back?
But seriously, you've never tried kissing a rat on his lips? It's very therapeutic. I mean...